All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
That's right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are so honored that you would join us for another day. We are thankful that you would listen in, right? You know, you could be doing anything, but you chose to listen to this podcast. And so we're grateful for you to be a listener. We always want to encourage you, please go to your podcast so you can subscribe. Go to iTunes to subscribe. Make sure that you put some likes on there, you know, give us a 5-star, rate us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, right now, we're doing a giveaway. So for each month, we're going to give away something different. This month, I'm giving away an autographed copy of my book, Chasing Happily Ever After, which is available on Amazon.
That's a good giveaway.
So if you go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, there you'll see where you can sign up. You give your email, and then at the end of the month, we'll kind of announce who the winner is, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
All right. So we're excited. We have the lovely Dana Tyler. Say hello, Dana.
Hey, good people.
Right. So we're so happy to have you with us. And you know, we as best as possible, we try, you know, to give a well-rounded view, being men. But we always like to pull in some women so they can kind of give their thoughts because, you know, we're men still. So sometimes we can't fully get into the essence of a woman.
Exactly.
And so, and this is important because we have a fun topic that we're going to deal with today. Our topic is dealing with things that, you know, is getting on your wife's nerves.
Oh, that's going to be a good topic.
Or things that are getting on your husband's nerves. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to split this up in two different podcast series. So we're going to kind of do things that are getting on your wife's nerves first, and then we'll talk about things that are getting on your husband's nerves next. And that will come out after this one. So Dana, what are things that you think
the female perspective
that are getting on the wife's nerves? So some things that the husband is doing that is getting on the wife's nerves.
Leaving your wet towels on the floor or using her decorative towels when she's clearly giving you instructions not to.
Don't touch the decorative towels. Please don't do that.
Oh man, that hit something to me. Them decorative towels.
Why are you messing up the decor of the home? She has worked so diligently to make you a beautiful home, and you just come traipsing through, throwing your clothes everywhere. Why you can't make it to the hamper?
Right.
The hamper's right there. It's right there.
Throwing your clothes everywhere. I guess we can like really mark that down. Like kind of that's like a slob tendencies.
Right. Slobbish tendencies. We were talking about slobs. Yeah. And that actually piggybacks on one of the things I had is please help out around the house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it gets on a wife's nerves when she is kind of like the main one doing everything around the house. Right. As though you can't help out with the laundry. You can't help out with the dishes. You can't help out cook. You just can't help with the kid. You just come and do nothing.
To take the trash out. You wait till it's like spilling over.
Exactly. So
you wait till the grass is 9 feet high before you decide to go out there and mow it.
Well, you know, now we go in someplace. We can go to the husband's nerves, but because I'm just saying, why can't the wife go mow the lawn? Yeah. I'm just saying, you know. But that's a whole other discussion. Right. But the thing is what I had on here is
believe
what gets on
it or
the nerves.
Not, I have mown a lawn or two.
See, I give you kudos.
I'm trying to picture that.
I give her kudos. I mean, I think we should all kind of just dabble so we know how to change a tire.
Yeah,
no matter what
it is. Yeah,
so exactly. But the key thing that I have from mine was that you don't help out around the house unless you're asked. And I think that gets on a wife's nerves, a woman's nerves, is they have to ask you for everything. Like, you just can't see the need. You just can't see she's overwhelmed.
See, I think we're all kind of in the same vein, because I had on mine is your initiative, your lack of initiative. And that's pretty much what it is. Like, the wife shouldn't have to say, hey, babe, can you take out the trash? Hey, babe, can you give the kids a bath tonight? Yeah. You know what I mean? That should be something. You're a parent, too. That should be something that's on your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you living in this house, too? You don't see that trash? That's 8 foot tall.
Yeah. Right. So help out. Come on. That's getting on. So stop it. Right. If you're listening, just stop that right now. It's getting on her nerves. All right, Dana, you have another one?
Yeah. Don't make mom the heavy. It kind of goes along with, you know, picking
up
the slack.
You have to break that down. Don't make mom the heavy. I'm thinking like, you know,
don't let me be the only one fussing at these kids or discipline these kids. Don't let it always be a wait till your father gets home, you know, kind of moment.
Right. So you're making the mom to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's interesting because I feel like I'm always the bad guy with my kids. So I think that goes both ways.
That's because you're supposed to be. Everybody knows.
Wait a minute. How am I supposed to be the bad guy, but you can't be the bad guy? I'm trying to figure that out. You got to break that down.
Because, you know, dads are supposed to be the authoritarians. Moms are supposed to be the nurturing. Oh, that mean old daddy. What did he do? Oh, well, baby, don't make him mad no more. You better do what your dad says.
That's getting on my nerves right now.
So I think it's a balance that needs to be had.
All right. Keontae, man, you got another one?
Another thing on my list is another thing that might be getting on your wife's nerves is your lack of ambition.
Right. That's a good one. You know what I mean?
I think oftentimes in marriage, especially, you know, and I use my own marriage as an example, is you can get married and things will just be going a certain way. You know, you just kind of get into that monotonous flow.
Right.
Or whatnot. You just get so comfortable in your relationship and your marriage. It's like, oh, I'm just fine where I'm at.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we don't really set our eyes on goals and doing better and being better.
That's good, because you do. It's like, I think women like a man with drive.
Right.
And so when a man stops having a drive for better or for doing for the family, then that can definitely get on the wife's nerves.
Right.
You chimed in a little bit, Dana. What were you going to say as a woman?
Just having any kind of dream or vision. You know, everything doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, some people may be content with, you know, apartment living or whatever. But, you know, what other dreams or aspirations do you have for our family? Because, you know, especially in Christian relationships, we are looking for our husbands to be those visionaries and kind of set the tone and set the path for what our family should look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
I think that's so important.
All right, well, I have one. So what I was going to say here is your lack of effort in your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So I think that could get on a wife's nerves. I mean, because a wife, you know, women spend time for their appearance, right? They're going to spend time as far as how they look. And so as men, sometimes we can become very complacent, showing a lack of ambition when it comes to shaving our beard or...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We love a beard nation. Wait a minute.
Okay, so wait a minute. I didn't say shaving off your beard. I'm talking about trimming
keeping it.
Keeping it up. Uh-huh. So if you're going to have a beard, at least kind of have it trimmed. You don't have hairs all going in your mouth. And you know, you trim up your nose hairs or maybe, you know, maybe all the chest hair. You know, I'm just saying, like, do you put on the same clothes? Do you have that favorite shirt? You know, you don't put any effort into your appearance to looking good. And you find that. I think that irks women deep down inside. Like, I found it where women will help brothers out. Like, they'll buy this piece and they'll buy that piece. That's a polite way of saying, like, can you
step your game up? Please.
Right. That does not match. Why are you wearing that?
Right. You know, mind you, we all have our lazy days.
The clothes I laid out for you.
Yeah, but we all have our lazy days. We all have our moments. But when you go out for dinner and you're still kind of just wearing the messed up blazer, you know.
So. Right. I'm going to just throw this shirt on. You know, like.
And also, Brian, while we're talking about appearance, the other thing that irritates your wife or is bothering her is if you don't notice the little changes in her appearance.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. See, I didn't write that one down.
If you don't notice that I've cut my hair or colored my hair or, you know, I switched my part from the left to the right. You should notice.
Right.
You're putting in too much work.
Yeah.
Too much work is being put in for you not to notice. That's gonna be nerve-wracking.
Right.
Especially when they get their eyebrows done. Because I done missed a couple of those. And she's like, you better
watch out.
I'm like,
that's right. When the eyebrows are on fleek, you must acknowledge.
Right. All right, we have enough time for at least one more from each of us. So Dana, did you have another?
I certainly have one, and I think this one is probably the most important one. We absolutely cannot stand it when you shut down. Mm. If we ask you what is wrong, we know something's wrong. Don't say nothing.
I feel like that's women.
I don't know.
No, that's the brother. Okay,
brothers.
Okay.
That's the brothers too.
And if you don't know, listen, we are grown ups. If you don't know, I'm going to need you to try to articulate as best you can what you're feeling.
You know, I want to stick up for the brothers right now. And I just want to say, we just need a little bit of time. You know, we just need some space.
Yeah. Maybe you're thinking how to say what you want to say.
Don't say I don't know or nothing.
Yeah.
We know something's wrong. It's all over your face. We can't have a pleasant dinner because clearly something is bothering you.
Okay,
but just say,
you
know, I can't talk about it right now. But don't say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't say nothing.
I can definitely see how that hurts.
Because
I think when women do that to guys, that's also very nerve-wracking.
Right, you'd be like...
It's written all over your face.
Right.
It's written all over your face that I'm irking you right now.
No.
Right.
But you do have to say a word. You have to tell us.
Say something.
What is wrong?
Right, right.
Say something.
All right, Keontae, man, you got a last one?
Yeah, yeah. My last one is a thing that gets on your wife's nerve is your meaning what you say and saying what you mean.
Okay, break now, that down, man.
What I mean by that is oftentimes, I know I do it. I do this a lot, actually. And I'm working on it. But sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get to that and do that. And then a week goes by or 5 days go by and I don't do it. You know what I mean? And I know that irks my wife so much. It can just be folding laundry or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right, you know exactly.
I mean? And I tell myself, like, now I'm gonna get to that by Thursday night. Thursday night comes and, you know, I'm all done.
Right. Yeah, I could definitely see how that would get on somebody's nerves. Absolutely.
Right.
So I think the last thing that I would have down here is I think what gets on your wife's nerves might be the lack of romantic creativity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, where you do things, but you always just do the same things. Like you just, it's always mm-hmm. like, hey, what we going to do? We're going to Netflix. Or, hey, what we going to do? We're going to go to the movie. Like you've been to the movies like for the last 10 times on all your dates. You know, like you can't, you know, think of maybe like a play you want to do. You can't maybe come out with some flowers, you know. So it's just, are you thinking outside the box or have you got comfortable? Are you just always doing the same thing to where you talked about that monotony, mm-hmm. where it's just your romance and in how you're romantic is always the same. And so I think that over time that can irk a woman, that can really kind of get on her nerves because she's looking for more and you just keep giving her more of the same.
Mm,
and it feels thoughtless. It feels like you don't care. And I know that it's real easy to get into the routine of life. But, you know, we also have to work really hard to, like, I guess one of you said, break that monotony, you know, that can happen just in day-to-day living and raising families and working in ministry.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say this was a lot of fun. I hope you, as you're listening, that you enjoyed, you know, and here's the thing. We want to be able to laugh sometimes. We want to think keep things light. But at the same time, we share some really encouraging advice. Mm-hmm. And so if you are a man listening to this and you felt like we were just beating up on man a little bit, oh, just wait. Because right after this one, we're going to start talking about the things that get on the husband's nerves. So you make sure that when that next podcast, that's where you have to subscribe. So that way you know exactly when the podcast comes up so you can listen to it. You get it. You get a bing. So make sure you go to your podcast app and you subscribe to Simplify Complexity. Make sure you go to the website and you sign up for our newsletter. That's another way that you can get information. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll also enter in for our giveaway. And this month, I'm giving away an autographed copy of my book, Chasing Happily Ever After. So be sure to go to the website. Be sure to check back in for the next podcast, the part two of how are you getting on your wife's or husband's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do that. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Any last thoughts? Matter of fact, Keontae, you want to close us in prayer?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Father, we just come before you, Lord. First and foremost, just thanking you for this day, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the listeners, Lord, and the ears, Father, that are connected to this podcast, Father. We ask that you just bless all the men, Father, and the women that might be listening today to this topic, Father, and just all of our other topics moving forward, Lord. But we just ask that, you know, men just really take this podcast really and examine themselves, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just to see, you know, where they might be able to be better and better themselves and become better husbands and future husbands and just doing things the way that their wives may want it, you know, want them to do it or their wives might feel appreciative of them doing it. So Lord, we just ask that you just bless every relationship, Lord, under the sound of our voices, Father, just to bless all of our listeners, Lord, and continue to just keep us on the straight and narrow, Father, with this podcast. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise. It's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love. I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body.